WZGC HD1, an Intercom communication station.
Atlanta Sports Radio.
It is the morning show with John and you on Sports Radio 92 on the game. Beautiful Friday morning. Hopefully you're having a safe drive in this morning. Weekend ahead. No Georgia, no Georgia Tech, no Kennesaw State. And the Falcons don't play till Monday. Doesn't mean we don't have a lot for you on 92 on the game, Hugh. Hawks and Grizzlies tonight. Pregame at 7:30, tip at 8 with Steve Holman calling the game. Doubleheader coming up on Saturday of college football. NC State and Clemson, and we're going to pick that game in just a moment. In our pick six, we are not going to pick, and this is the truth, I'm not going to lie, Ohio State against Purdue, but that game will also be on tomorrow night. I don't know if Purdue at home can give Ohio State a game. West Lafayette, we'll see. Sunday, of course, Atlanta United and the Chicago Fire with Mike Conney and Jason Longshore. 3 o'clock kick at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That'll lead you into the Hawks and Cavaliers in Cleveland with Steve Holman. So big doubleheader on Sunday, Atlanta United, Chicago Fire, 3 o'clock Mercedes-Benz, and that takes you to the Hawks and Cavs at 6 on Sports Radio 92 on the game. All right, so that's our weekend ahead as far as broadcasting is concerned. But there's a lot going on in our picks here because we mentioned to you, even without Georgia Tech, this is actually kind of, in a way, it's kind of good if you're a fan of one of those teams because you could sit back and kind of, and even as a Falcons fan, because you don't play till Monday, absorb some of the other things that are going on.
Or you can catch up on housework on Sunday. I mean, just put it in perspective. Because some stuff, no, seriously, there's some stuff that because of the football season, if you're a Falcons fan, that you probably couldn't do on the weekend because you're watching the Falcons game.
Mm-hmm.
Since the game is on Monday now, you probably can catch up with some of those chores you've been putting off for the last couple of
weeks. Are you volunteering me at the
no,
house?
No, John, I'm just being,
the real estate
John,
is
listen.
Probably listening. And
I'm just
kidding,
being real.
I love you, but you just killed me, dude.
No, John,
no, you literally killed
stop
me.
It, John. You love doing housework.
You just, I mean, you just,
you,
because you,
you
just
live.
Reminded, the, no, you reminded the real estate maven of the fact that I don't have anything to do on Sunday.
John, you live, for housework.
She has a pen and a piece of paper right now, and she is walking over, I can see her, to the desk to write down that list.
John, you live
the
for housework.
The honey-do list is about to get done.
You live for housework, John. There's no question about that. And no. I have another question for you, John.
Uh-huh.
What did she say about the beard? Because you know it's getting a little long, and I know you.
I
run,
told her.
You
I
run
said it's the rise up rally beard.
Hold up, John. You used the wrong word. You told her. You ain't tell her nothing. She tells you.
I know.
So what she say about the beard? What she say about the beard?
She went, okay. Well, how long? How many games do you think the Falcons are going to win in a row?
Exactly.
And I said, well, if they beat the Giants, they have an off week.
Exactly. You got to Monday. AT, he got to Monday, and then it's a wrap. He ain't going to make it to the following weekend.
She'll be tapping that foot.
Yes. Hey, hold up, John. Yes. But, yeah, seriously, though, John, it's one of those weekends where you can probably catch up on a little bit of side work that you have at the house.
Excuse me. I'm going to volunteer you to come over to my house and cut my yard.
Listen, John, I don't pick up no shears. I don't do that. That ain't what I
he'll
did.
Be watching another replay
I don't have
of a
Cheers. It's all electric.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
I've got all toys. You know, I've got the chainsaw.
No, I've heard you talk about it. You see, AT okay. taking shots, talking about maybe watching another recap of a game.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I'm not going to be watching the full NBA season. In my defense, when I went
no,
to
no, there's no defense.
Who puts on recaps of games at the beginning of the NBA season? Who does that?
NBA TV, if they don't have a live event.
Oh man, that ain't right.
There you go.
You ain't right. Don't do me like that. Cause you know, I got like I said, I was on the sling and I'm looking at it and say, oh no, and I'm like, ooh, Cleveland.
But you didn't even watch the right team.
I didn't watch the right
team. You didn't watch the right team.
I mean, yeah, it wasn't like you were forget that you were in the wrong year. You weren't even you were in the wrong conference,
yeah,
wrong vicinity.
Yeah.
Wrong everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
all bad.
Man.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no excuse for that.
I'm either gonna have the best week ever in this pick six or I'm gonna have like the worst week because I am out on that limb this week. I don't know why.
Where's
I just
that
go through.
John?
Yeah, I just go through and pick the games as I see them. All right, you ready? Where do we stand first? Because now Daryl's not here. You have Daryl's picks, by the way.
I do have Daryl's okay. picks. Correct. I don't have
who's
the records,
winning. AT.
AT is first. John, you are second. Then it would be Daryl, Hugh, and I am last. But I am catching up.
Okay.
I'm close on Hugh's heels.
All right. Since you are last, you get to go first.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Last is first here.
That's
all right.
Fun.
Let's begin with the North Carolina State and Clemson. Now, there are 8 unbeaten teams left in college football. 2 of them play each other this week. NC State is a 5-0 team going into Clemson, South Carolina against the Tigers. Who do you see, you know, winning this game in Clemson in Death Valley, NC State or Clemson?
And for that reason, since it is in Death Valley, I am taking Clemson. in this game.
And who is Daryl taking?
Daryl is also taking Clemson.
AT, Clemson, and the North Carolina State Wolfpack.
First of all, I don't consider them the real Death Valley. But that being said, I'm saying Clemson.
Okay. All you Clemson fans can tweet him at XBR Hoops Guy. And, you know.
Oh, X-Hoops.
Hoops PR Guy. Sorry, X-Hoops PR Guy. And you could have a discussion about Death Valley. He's all over the place for as long as you like. Hugh, NC State at Clemson.
Clemson.
Yeah, I think it's probably a clean sweep. I took IPTE. So IPTE is going to win this game. For those of you who don't know what IPTE is, that is the Clemson. It started as IPTE is an acronym. I pay 10 a year. I pay $10 a year, and they started it. And then it became I pay 20 a year. Then I became 30 a year. And I think it's like I pay 1,000 a year now or something like that. That's their big booster club, the IPTE club. Michigan at Michigan State. All right, Wendy, going to be cold and rainy in Michigan this weekend, upper 40s, a little bit of rain, going to feel like fall. You have Jim Harbaugh against Mark D'Antoni. Jim Harbaugh all-time, 1-6 versus Michigan State, Penn State, and Ohio State. And he still has to play all three this season, though Michigan State is up. Michigan up to number 6 in the nation. Michigan State coming off that win over Penn State. Who do you like?
And good thing both teams are in Michigan, and they've been in that weather before, John. So I am going to go with Michigan to win this game.
She's going big blue to win this game. Michigan blue versus green. Oh, who does Daryl have, by the way? Sorry about that.
Daryl also has Michigan.
All right, so it's blue versus green in Michigan this weekend. Who do you like, AT?
Hail to the victors.
Hail to the victors. He's going all that way. You, Michigan, Michigan State. Now, we've seen Michigan struggle in their games against teams that they are rivals with, and they're going to be in East Lansing.
Michigan. I take Michigan.
And I'm going to take Khaki Boy, too. I'm going to take Michigan as well. I think this is maybe the year that Michigan actually does live up to all that Michigan man Jim Harbaugh hype.
I hope so.
We go to Mississippi State and LSU. We were talking a little bit earlier about if you haven't seen it, you can go to at 929 The Game. Oh, by the way, you can go to at 929 The Game or our Facebook, and you can play our pick six because they're all there, and you can see our picks. I've already posted my picks up, and you can make your own picks, and we'd love to have you do that. You can also go to our Twitter at 929 The Game and see the photos that Wendy posted of the LSU throwback uniforms. They're throwing back to 100 years ago, okay, 100 years ago with these. What did you call them, Hugh? The color on the LSU helmet, it changes its
It's called chameleon. Chameleon. We used to call it flip-flop. Okay. Yeah, flip-flop, but it's chameleon.
But
it's
you guys should be really interesting. They're all purple and stuff and whatnot. Mississippi State goes in to LSU, hottest team in the nation, arguably LSU. Who do you like?
I really don't think this is a contest. Maybe the first quarter might be a little wonky, but it's an LSU. LSU's on a roll. I'm going with LSU. Daryl disagrees with me, and he is picking Mississippi State.
All right, you've got an LSU hat on. You're an LSU fan, AT. LSU's at home. I'm guessing you're not going to pick Joe Moorhead's team.
We took care of one set of Bulldogs. Time to take care of another set.
Mississippi State at LSU. Who do you like?
I like LSU.
And I'm actually going to take Cowbells. I just think that this is going to be one of those years where just when you think you got the hot team, somebody else snatches them away, okay?
Well, we owe them one. I believe they got us last year in Starkville. And this game bothers me only because LSU, you can't be looking ahead to Alabama. You have to take care of business tomorrow night.
NFL games, let's begin with the Saints and the Ravens in Baltimore. So here's Swamp People against this Ravens team, which has played really good football this year. Who do you like, Wendy?
Well, fun fact about this game is if Drew Brees wins this game, he would have beaten all 32 NFL teams. So there's a fun fact for you to know until this weekend. But with that said, I don't root for the Swamp People. People give me a hard time all the time with picking with my heart and not my brain. I am going with the Ravens on this one. Daryl also disagrees with me on this pick, and he is picking the Saints.
All right, so AT, the Swappers go in. Brees can not only become the third quarterback, as Wendy mentioned, to beat all 32 teams, joining Peyton Manning and Brett Favre. He also could throw his 500th touchdown of his
Correct.
Career.
And this is the number one offense going against the number one defense. Mm-hmm. Something's got to give in this one.
Yep.
Breezy gets it done.
All right, so he's going with the Saints. Hugh Douglas, Saints at Ravens.
Saints.
I'm going with Edgar Allan Poe. The Ravens said, nevermore, nevermore. And, yeah, the team's named after the poem.
I understand.
I know. Some people don't.
Yeah.
All right, Wendy, next one on the list, Patriots and Bears. A very interesting game because, you know, you have the all the discussion this week about Khalil Mack and, you know, is Mack LT when they ask, you know, the hoodie about all this. The Bears are at home. It is a 1 o'clock game. Could be kind of, typical monsters of the Midway thing. Who do you like in this game?
It's, again, going to be offense versus defense, but I like the fact that the Patriots are on a roll offensively, especially getting Julian Edelman back. I feel like they're clicking, so I am going with Bill Belichick and the Patriots. Same with Daryl.
AT, Patriots in Chicago against the Bears.
I wanted to check on the weather first. But
49 degrees and sunny.
Oh, Patriots.
Yeah. I'm with that. Because, I think this week, Coach Belichick, I call myself petty, but Coach Belichick is the king of petty. And I think that he is going to devise some way to go out of his way to let people know that Khalil Mack is not on the level of LT, by trying to, exploit his aggressiveness or things of that nature. I'm picking the Patriots.
I'm going to go with the Bears at home. I just think it's their year to make some noise, and I think this is the kind of game they can win. I just think Soldier Field is going to be rocking, and I'm going to take a bit of an upset. I told you either I'm going to have a good week or a bad week. Final NFL game, Wendy, Bengals and Chiefs as the, two teams have played great football so far this year, and it should be a wide-open game given those two. The Bengals and Chiefs, of course, is the late-night game in Kansas City at Arrowhead.
But it is the Chiefs. It is an Arrowhead, and they are coming off a loss to the Patriots, a very close loss. I am rolling with the Chiefs, and Daryl is doing the same.
AT, Bengals and Chiefs.
Chiefs.
You, Bengals and Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm going to take barbecue over chili any day of the week because Cincinnati chili is – what do you people in Cincinnati do? Why do you put a chocolate bar in your chili? What the hell is that all about?
See, I've never had that, but I've seen people do it. Not a fan.
And then let's do one bonus game. But let's, before we do the bonus game, give you a chance for a bonus in your life, like $1,000.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
Double. Double. D-O-U-B-L-E. Double, double, double. Double. D-O-U-B-L-E. Double to 72881. Text double to 72881. You have to the top of the hour to text double, D-O-U-B-L-E. That's probably one of those words that a lot of people haven't ever thought about. How do you spell double? D-O-U-B-L-E. Double to 72881. Message data rates do apply. Do not text and drive. Rose at 99thegame.com/Rose. What are you laughing about? Double.
You just said people had a hard time spelling double. I don't know.
Some people abbreviate it, D-B-L-E, and they tend to forget. You know how to spell it for real?
Like, oh, this DBL, morning, not the E, DBL.
What did I say? Well, the DB. Oh yeah, that too. Because this morning, like when we were talking about it, when we had the first word unique, I had to remember how to spell that because that's not a word that I use every day in my vocabulary. So yeah, it was like, okay, how do you spell it unique?
All right, here's our bonus game. Here, anybody want to take? It is the third week in October. It is football time in Tennessee. One of the great rivalries in the South and in the country, Alabama and Tennessee. Tennessee coming off a win against Auburn, and we're only putting this out there because here comes Jeremy Pruitt against Nick Saban in Knoxville. The Volunteer Navy, after that two-touchdown win, is going to be packed on the Tennessee River. It's going to have the air of the biggest football game Tennessee's played in years when Alabama rolls in. Anybody here want to take a stab? I'll just throw it out to the entire group. The Tennessee is going to win this game. You, is anybody going to take Tennessee to win this game?
That would be a no, John Freak.
Wendy, anybody going to take Tennessee to win this game?
No, I'm good. Daryl's good.
Anybody going to take a win? Yeah.
You could take all that hype. They're going to get drilled.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I actually think Tennessee is going to win the game.
Stop it.
Please tell me you're joking.
No, I think they're at home. They're coming off a two-touchdown win against Auburn.
John.
I think we're going to finally get Alabama tested. I think Garantano can go over the top and exploit the secondary. And I think Jeremy Pruitt.
Who are they going to exploit next? Really?
Yeah, well, the secondary of Alabama is soft. And so I think they can
Look at it this way.
Well,
and plus, Alabama's kicker, Alabama's kicker, he blows. Okay, so if it comes down to that at the end of the game.
Kicker is not good.
I'm just saying.
All I'm saying is, who's third in the picks? Because they're going to catch up to you. You're not going to catch up to
Darryl.
Me.
Yeah, sorry, John. All right, at least we get wall one
now,
up on
here's the
John.
Problem with picking Tennessee to win this game, go Big Orange, is that I'm not going to be here on Monday to be able to rub it in your face. Well, hell, none of us are going to be here Monday.
Where are we going?
Where am I going?
Well, I thought we were winning the lottery tonight.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Hey, how soon we forget?
Good point, John.
Well, good luck on your Tennessee pick. We'll be here Monday.
Darren Eels, professional football kicker, will join us next. We'll talk a little bit about the big game on Sunday between Atlanta United and the Chicago Fire.
Live. Stay up to date with Atlanta sports no matter where you go. Streaming live now at radio.com and the radio.com app. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
It is the morning show at Sports Radio 92.9, The Game on this Friday. Leading into a very big weekend. Hawks tonight against the Grizzlies. Tip at 7, pregame at 7:30 with Andy Bunker. Tip at 8 with Steve Holman from Memphis. And that'll lead us into all the football and really lead us into Sunday, where the big event in town, of course, is going to be yet another sellout at Mercedes-Benz Stadium as we get ready. Enough of the FIFA breaks, for crying out loud. Atlanta United finally back on the field as they play their final two games of the year, welcoming in the Chicago Fire. And to that, we welcome into the program professional football kicker and team president Darren Eels.
Darren!
Morning, chaps. How are you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Yeah, Dan, we want to ask you about that, man. What's up with that? You kicking field goals and stuff. You trying to try for the Falcons, or you heard they needed you or something? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, look, we were playing a kickball tournament, and someone just said, oh, you know, you fancy trying a field goal. So I managed to make one from 52 yards. But here's the thing, Hugh. We try to promote across our businesses internal hires. So when Matt went down, I can't believe Dan Quinn and Tom Dimitrov didn't sort of call me to say, come in for a trial. I'm still smarting from it.
Well, it was a 52-yarder, you.
That is no joke. That is no joke. 52 yards.
I think I still had more in me as well. I think I could get to 60 perhaps.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Okay. I hear you. I hear you talking.
Darren Eels joining us. Well, final two games of the year. Finally coming back from break. It's just like, let's get going here. And Sunday against the Chicago Fire. All right, Darren, two games to go. You know what's in front of you. You win both. You get everything on a silver platter. Here it is.
Yeah, look, it's one of those. It's where you want to be. We're in control. It's our destiny. And, you know, we've got two matches to go. Big one for us Sunday, and it's going to be another great crowd. As you said, we're going to have another sellout. We're just going to put our average above 53,000 for the season, which is just remarkable. And I spoke about this before, that we'll be top 15 in the world in attendance. And, you know, what's important for us is that we put on a good show for the amazing fans that we've got, and hopefully we get that win that takes us that one step nearer to our first ever trophy.
You know, Dan, I know it's only been two seasons, but has it sunk in the success that Atlanta United has had up until this point? Has it really sunk in for you yet?
No, I don't think it has. And look, I mean, part of it is because, you know, we want to win trophies. And whilst it's great, the points that we've got so far, we haven't completed it yet. And we've got two games to go, and then it's the playoffs. So I think, you know, what we want to do is have that successful season and then look back around Christmas time and sort of bask in the glow of what we've achieved. At the moment, we're just focused on each game as it comes and making sure that we finish out as best we can.
You know, speaking of that, each game as it comes, I think I asked a couple of players this as well. Are you just ready for the season to be over, to just get on to the playoffs and everything?
I think, you know, for us it is important, this first trophy, because we're a new club. I think, you know, it's one of those where, you know, we'd like to win the Supporters' Shield because, firstly, it's a trophy. Secondly, you know, I quite like the fact that it's a trophy that was actually named by the supporters. They basically came up with the concept of giving an award to the team with the best regular season record. It's actually owned by the supporters. So I think for Atlanta United, it would have a special resonance if our first trophy is something that comes from the supporters, given the amazing support we've had in the city and the numbers that we get to our games. So I think, you know, for us, we want to win that trophy. And, of course, it helps us here in the playoffs because, you know, you want that number one seed because makes your pathway, you know, it's never going to be easy, but at least gives you the most optimal pathway.
Talking with Darren Eels, team president of Atlanta United, ahead of Atlanta United and the Chicago Fire, pregame with Jason Longshore, Mike Conney, 2:30 on Sunday. The kick from Mercedes-Benz Stadium is 3 o'clock. Darren, if I may, I want to talk to you a little bit about that game, but I want to do a couple of house cleaning notes here first. I know a lot of Five Stripes fans concerned about both Miggy Almiron and Tito Vejalba. Can you kind of update us the best you know about their status?
Yeah, I mean, they're just on a sort of week-to-week, day-to-day. So we'll just have to see. I mean, the good thing for us, we spoke about, you know, the fact that the playoffs aren't still for a couple of weeks. So the good thing we know is that we've got time to be able to get them back for the playoffs, which is going to be the most important. So, you know, I don't know if they're going to play this weekend, but I do know what we'll be sure about is making sure they're ready for the playoffs. And that, for us, is one of the luxuries of having these two games in a regular season before we get to the playoffs, because it does give us a little bit more time to make sure everyone's you know, as rested and as healthy as they can be for that first playoff game.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll take that, in stride here. And again, we get ready for the game. And we do want to ask you about the game against Chicago in a moment. But I need to, Darren, I want to take you out of the conversation we're having. I want to move you over here and kind of go to your knowledge of international soccer for a second. Because what we're learning here, and I'm learning this too, is that as we go along, international soccer is so big. The sport is so huge that unlike baseball or football for us or even basketball, it extends beyond our borders when we're talking about, you know, the player movement and things of that nature. We don't have international player movement, for example, in the NFL. And as a result, there's a rumor mill that exists in places like England and France and even South America that is so much larger than any other. I've never seen anything like this. So are we as fans, my question to you, Darren Neils, are we as fans, just do we have to get up to speed with the disinformation and all the rumors that tend to permeate throughout the world press here when it involves Major League Soccer or individual players? Is that something we just got to kind of get used to?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, we saw it last week when, you know, they made up a quote from Darren Eagles and, you know, about Miguel Albiron and a ridiculously low price. I mean, this is what happens. People just make stuff up and it gathers momentum. And, you know, I think it's been interesting for us, for Atlanta United, for MLS, because what we're seeing is we're becoming relevant now on the global soccer stage. And by that, I mean, if I'm an agent with a player and I'm trying to sort of drive up his price, his contract, I'm going to name drop Atlanta United because they're a team that's known. They're a team that's known as a top club in MLS. And, you know, if you're the agent, you're just trying to create some noise around your player. And we're going to get that continually now, I think. We've just got to get used to it. And it reminds me, John, it's funny. I mean, I had it when I was at Tottenham Hotspur. You know, we'd have the media guys would say, you know, have you got any comment on this rumor? And the reality is you just can't comment because otherwise all you'll be doing is spending your whole time saying, you know, that's not true, that's not true. And as soon as you say one isn't true, everyone's going to jump to the assumption that it is true. So, you know, our policy is we just don't comment on players that are, you know, under contract with other teams. And likewise, for our players, we're all just focused on, you know, doing the best we can this year and hopefully winning trophies.
Darren Neils joining us a little bit as we get the game against Chicago coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, what have you seen from Chicago? You haven't played them in a while since May, so what have you seen? Are they still basically the same team that you faced the last time you faced them?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's going to be interesting because on the one hand, you know, their season's done in the sense that they have they can't make their playoffs, but they've had a pretty good run of form recently. And all of these things, you're a player, you're playing sort of for your contract for next season, you're playing to try and keep in the coach's plan. So, you know, they can be dangerous. And as we know, we had it in the U.S. Open Cup. You know, we put what we felt was a strong side out for that game, but we didn't get it done. And that was really, you know, one of the disappointments of this season was, you know, that we couldn't go further in the U.S. Open Cup. So, you know, we absolutely can't take it for granted. And I think, you know, it's a bit of a cliche, but it's going to be one of those games where if we can get that early goal, then I think, you know, that sets us up really well for success in the game. If we don't get that or we're a little bit sloppy at the start, then we might give them something to hold on to, and that's where it gets really difficult.
Darren Neils, team president of Atlanta United, for another minute here. Darren, we're talking to Michael Parkhurst the other day, you and I were. Atlanta United has the reputation, rightfully so, of being for lack of a better term, kind of a run-and-gun team. They're high-press. They want to score a lot of goals. They want to get in your face, put a lot of pressure on you. I get that. But the playoffs, like everything else, tend to be a little bit of a different animal. And I ask him, and I wonder if you agree with this, that when it comes to winning the MLS Cup, making a deep run in the playoff, all those things that are still in front of you, that if there's one area of the team that's going to have to be especially solid, it's Parkhurst, it's LGP, it's the back line. You're going to have to be really good in front of Brad Guzan.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, it's no different from other sports. You know, ultimately, when you're there, we talk about the attack, but you need that defense as well to win championships. But the thing for us is our defending is everybody on the team. So the way we play, our style of play, the way Tata sets the team up is, yes, you know, we want Parky and LGB to be solid at centre-backs, but, you know, their job is made a lot more difficult if we're not pressing at the right time in all areas of the pitch. So it starts with Joseph right at the very tip of the spear, and everyone's got to do it together. And I think that's where this season we're in much better shape because if you recall last year, we had that fixture logjam at the end of the season. So we were going into that midweek playoff game, having played, you know, a crazy number of games, something like 8 games in 24 days. This year it's much more spaced out. So I do think we'll be in a better position to play our style of football with some rested players.
That sounds great, Darren. As we look forward to seeing the team back on the pitch on Sunday at Mercedes-Benz. Thank you, sir.
Cheers, guys. Thanks a lot.
You're the man.
3 o'clock kick for the Fire and United. When we get back in a moment, the Wendy Zone. Some of the things we may have missed on this busy Friday with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, before I get to some very important news regarding one of my favorite shows during the day, The Price is Right, AT has some winners to announce because winning is fun.
Winning is fun. And for Charles Ford of Mableton, Georgia, you are the recipient of the tickets to Monday night's
Woo-hoo, Giants Charles, game. Yeah.
And also, we gave away a 4-pack of tickets to the College Football Hall of Fame. That goes to Jason Jones of Jonesboro.
And Jason, congratulations. Yes, that is congratulations. A fun thing, that tailgate Saturday.
Winning is fun. I know we plan on winning the lottery this weekend. We've kind of pitched
in. Yeah, yeah.
We're going to get a couple tickets. And if you don't hear our voices on Monday except for Hugh, we've won. Because he said he's still coming to work.
I'm coming to work, John.
Well, and how about this? We also had one listener who said if he hits, he's going to share and give
you know
who
that is, right?
Nope, don't say his name.
No, I'm saying because that's my gamer buddy.
Okay, well, don't say his name. We don't need anybody else.
Gaming's
on
cool.
This.
I've always said
gaming's cool now, huh? The game is cool now, but that's my so-called faux friend that Wendy likes to always talk about.
He does realize
that that's like legally binding, doesn't he?
No, he sent me the ticket. He sent the ticket.
He's offered.
He sent me the ticket. Yeah. He's a good people.
Very generous.
That's what I'm saying. My gamer buddy.
This is a serious moment. It's $1 billion for Mega Millions, but if you go on to Twitter and promise somebody, if you win, they can hold you to it. I'm just saying, be careful.
We know John Freaky will hold you to it.
Yes.
So
John has already hired an attorney. And
Perry Mason.
He's a man of his word.
The tweet is in a contract form with John's attorney.
John Freaky, just letting you know, don't play with me.
Don't play.
About no money.
It's okay, John.
That's why I don't make sweeping statements like that. I ain't about to give you nothing.
Well, it's okay, John. John's pick of Tennessee over Alabama is legally binding on our Twitter page right now.
And when I win, you're going to all say, John is right. Okay.
John went legal on them.
Well, this is a show I watch every single day when I get home or if I can get home by the time it comes on. It's The Price is Right, and it's the network's television's most watched daytime program, by the way. I might be a little old-fashioned when it comes to watching The Price is Right.
You laughed about that when you came
The Price is Right is still on live?
Yes, true.
It is?
And there's more.
Where have you been?
Wait a minute, hold on.
TV.
It gets better, John Freaky.
It sure does, Hugh. It's gotten a lot better. It's going to it started on Monday. How did I missed this already. Oh, he's been on since Monday. See, I haven't been home this week.
I'll get to it.
What's going on here? Come on.
So, you know how there's the models who will help them win prizes?
Yeah, the hotties, right.
Yes, and there's been a guy named James on the show for a while. Well, they have just added a former NFL player. His name is Devin Gota. And he is the newest model on The Price
Is Right.
Wait,
they have male models now?
Yes.
Yes, he's the second male model. And, woo, he is definitely a worrisome time. He grew up in Pittsburgh on his grandparents' farm. He played football at Slippery Rock University, where he graduated with a degree in safety and environmental management. None of that really matters, because if you go and look, he was a free agent. The Baltimore Ravens picked him up shortly after he suffered a hamstring injury and decided to pursue a career in modeling.
Damn.
And now he is the latest model on The Price is Right. And I will be paying a lot closer attention to The Price is Right.
Did you see the model, John? I forgot his name. But I didn't know Wendy liked to talk
Devin,
with.
Devin Gota.
Let me put it to you this way. She's been so obnoxious about this. About to go down to HR.
I didn't know she liked the chocolate. I didn't know Wendy
all
liked
right.
the chocolate.
Research
like,
material.
Shout out. So, because a lot of guys that I know that asked me about Wendy, I didn't, you know, shout out to Wendy.
I hear about all these beautiful women every single day that I walk in. I hear about research material.
You're good. You're good.
I get one.
You're good.
I get one.
You're good. Where to go? Hey, be the best you can be.
The
go get it. Go. You be you, Wendy. You be you.
It's never going to happen between me and this former NFL
But you, but listen, you
will,
like
I'll
it.
I'll be watching. Yeah, I'll be watching the prices right a little bit more sharply than just the wheel, and hopefully somebody gets a dollar. Well, despite the Washington State flag waving in the background of ESPN's College Game Day broadcast for the past 15 years, the show has never visited Pullman, Washington, until this week when the College Game Day crew rolled into the city on Wednesday, a few days ahead of number 25 Washington State Cougars in their game against number 12 Oregon this weekend. And it's such a big deal to Washington State fans and people in the Eastern Washington area that the city council approved an emergency declaration on Tuesday, and this is according to the Seattle Times. So to deal with the congestion, Pullman City Council has approved this emergency declaration that's going to allow Pullman transit buses to transport Washington State fans and College Game Day attendees through campus on Saturday. So an emergency declaration for College Game Day, which is how big this is.
Have you ever been to Pullman?
I have not.
Ever been to the Palouse, anybody? I have.
No.
Well, tell me about it, John.
John, define middle of nowhere.
Okay.
Pullman. Man, Pullman is the middle nowhere. But I mean, it's like 3.5 hours to anything.
Let me ask you to her point about this flag showing up at each of these game days for however many years.
Yes.
Do you think that's just a plant? ESPN has been running with this for a while now, claiming every Saturday there's a Washington State flag. This sounds like a plant.
Yeah, it sounds like a plant.
Probably.
To me.
Yeah. I would probably agree with that.
Yes.
It's just crazy. The city has an emergency declaration for college football. I'm not mad at it. Well, there was a story in the AJC, a 34-year-old guy named Zachary Miller. He went to a Subway in Norcross, Virginia earlier this month and ordered a sandwich. Well, when it was time for him to pay for the sandwich, he hopped over the counter and stole about $100 from the register. He then took off, but then Zachary went back into the Subway. Why did he go back into the Subway? No, not to take more money. He forgot his sandwich, so he grabbed his sandwich and then took off again, for real this time. The cops recognized him from the surveillance video. He is wanted on other several charges, too, but arrested Tuesday in Tennessee, but went back into the Subway where he just robbed the place to get a sandwich.
So he makes some good sandwiches.
Yeah,
though.
I mean, that's what I was thinking.
He makes some good sandwiches.
No, he's your dummy of the week.
Yes.
I mean, outside of that, they do make some good sandwiches.
I was kind of thinking the same thing. I think he makes some good sandwiches. Hey, what about my lunch? You know, I mean, I'm working bad.
But then again, I wouldn't rob the Subway either. You know what I mean? After I got the money, I would probably not go to the same Subway I just robbed.
Probably a different Subway and order the same sandwich.
But then again, I did watch the NBA game that happened like a year ago, even though, you know, ain't no telling. That happened like a year ago. Yeah, I did do that. A couple months ago, I should say. Yeah.
Well, do you guys have New Year's Eve plans yet? Have you even thought that far ahead? It's only 2.5 months away,
I didn't even look for the dates for the... The college football semifinals are not on New Year's this year, are they? On New Year's Eve?
No, it is not.
Oh, thank God. Well, since I don't really care about New Year's Eve anyway, I probably will be sleeping.
Well, Manny Pacquiao recently signed with Floyd Mayweather's advisor, Al Haymon, and has a fight coming up against Adrian Bronner in January. That fight's supposed to be a prelude to the Mayweather-Pacquiao rematch, but according to Pacquiao, Floyd will have a tune-up first that'll take place on New Year's Eve. So, Pacquiao saying Floyd Mayweather going to fight on New Year's Eve, come out of retirement. Is that a fight you guys are going to watch?
Floyd Mayweather?
Yes.
And who?
It doesn't say yet.
No, because I remember them saying that he was talking about fighting
Khabib.
Yeah, Khabib. Khabib from MMA.
He's out of his mind.
No, you need to go ahead and just relax, man. Take your money and go ahead and just enjoy, live your best life, bro. I'm not trying to see that.
Coming up top of the hour on this Friday, Rick Kamla and Randy Mack. Rick and Randy going to do it from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.